Audio's just quick, but not we're on anyway.
Preview. All right.
It was a nail biter going into extras, and then Alfaro and Miggy came up with a sack fly and ended up winning 3-1.
Yes. I'm wearing my road uni today.
Yeah.
I decided to wear gray, you know. Because I'm on the road when I come here. I don't live here.
Right, you know? Right.
But let's get back to the Marlins.
We want to talk a second about Nick Neider. Because remember back in the beginning of the season, we brought him up. Same time we brought up Danny Castano. Castano hung around for a little while, then got wild. But Neider went right. I mean, he had one or two outings that he struggled. And we sent him right back. But yesterday, he looked like a completely changed guy. Gave us five innings and didn't get us beat up too bad.
Yes, sir. Pleasant surprise. Five innings, gave up one run, threw really good. As far as Castano goes, Castano did a good job. His problem was he got a shoulder situation, injury in Boston, and he's been on the IL. But I like him because he's
not a very
strikes.
Good dresser, and he's got a weird mustache, like a 70s. You know.
Well, his sister, youngest sister, there's seven siblings in the family.
Wow.
His youngest sister is the best girlfriend to my granddaughter, Savannah Blue Martinez, BLEAU. And they go to Westminster Christian.
Oh, right on.
So I know the family.
Very good.
Terrific family. But getting back to the Marlins game, you know what I was hoping for, Tommy? Here they go in the 10th. Start out with a guy on second, John Birdie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leon's up, drops a sack bunt, small ball, good. Got a runner on third, one out, and I'm saying to myself, Red Dog, how about a squeeze? One out, right-handed hitter up, Birdie handles the bat well, he can bunt.
Mm-hmm.
How about doing the 1957 Pan American post 140 play? We won the state championship out of Miami High, went to Florence, South Carolina, first plane ride. A lot of our players threw up turbulence with a prop plane. Why not first pitch after the first strike, squeeze them in? Okay, no squeeze. 2-1, good pitch to squeeze. No squeeze.
Right.
3-1, okay, we can still squeeze. No squeeze. But they got Birdie out and Alfaro, who was two for his last 28. He came up with the pinch hit double, and gosh darn it, they won the game and one game of the series, and they're 14 under 500. They're 41-55, and they come home for the Padres.
That's going to be a tough one. And we were just talking about, I forgot that it was a four-game series, so there is a possibility that we're going to see Yu Darvish, because tonight Snell and, you know, that guy was a big splash in the offseason when they signed him, but he's running, what, a 5.21 ERA, 3-3? Hadn't met the expectations, I think, that the Padres had for him.
Everybody was chirping that they yanked him in the World Series against the Dodgers. Well, they knew anything past five innings, he struggled. And, yes, he hasn't done it for them. And they've got a lot of money invested in a lot of people. And right now they're in third place. But, you know, a couple of points on the game besides Neider. You know, Miggy Rojas was about 15 for his last 34.
Mm-hmm. He's been hot lately. Yeah.
That's real hot, Tommy. And did you know that the Marlins were 9-31 since 2017 when playing in Washington, D.C.?
Is that right?
Don't play well in the capital.
I wish I had that on the betting line before I called my bookie.
Well, talk to me, Tommy. I'm not a betting man. I'm too tight for that. but I'm not a CB or cheap, right. You know what, but right, I don't right. bet.
Well, my girlfriend likes nice, really nice shoes. So, you know, I got to make a little extra on the side. This gig here doesn't pay all that much, Red.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but we'll have to work on that.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
With the powers to be, because you're a valuable man.
Thank you, sir.
You know, Dylan Floro has been so good.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
They extended him a second inning yesterday, and I said to myself, whoa, he's never gone two consecutive innings mm-hmm. all season, but he got the job done. Even yep. though his velo went down to 93-94 from 96 in the first inning. But he's a performer.
Yeah. He's got a ring with the Dodgers. He won a World Series with the Dodgers and got to play in some of those World Series games and
yes, sir.
So yeah.
Yes, sir.
He's a valuable piece to that bullpen for sure that we gotta continue to build on.
And tell me, Tommy, why send Monte Harrison down back to Jacksonville and keep Brinson and Sierra?
Yeah, I think Sierra would be the first one to go. Yeah, he looks like a high school kid up there. Fast, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He's pretty quick. But you got to have being quick make any difference, you got to get on base.
Nice kid. Should teach a Dale Carnegie course.
Yeah.
He's a great kid. But Harrison was showing some signs of
right.
doing stuff. I don't understand that. But anyway, a win. And that's mighty fine.
Yeah, I'll take one. It's been a while. Been a while. And now we're running into a four-game series with San Diego. Hopefully they're going to be road weary because they've been on an extended road trip. They just finished up with Atlanta. They had Washington before that. They gave them a dog fight. So I think, you know, we might get lucky and take a couple from them just because they're at the end of this, East Coast road trip from San Diego.
Is Alcantara coming back from his bereavement?
We don't know. There's no word on that yet. So hopefully he's going to be part of the
party. We don't even know what his loss was.
Right.
I mean, how can you say a prayer? You know, you don't have specifics.
Right.
So you don't have contact with the big guy upstairs.
Right.
Okay, Tommy, I'm about to tell a true story of which, besides the Red Dog, there's only one living person that could attest to this story, and that's Rulli Carpenter, the son of Bob Carpenter, who owned DuPont, the DuPont family,
uh-huh.
and owned the Philadelphia Phillies. And Rulli, his son, was brought up into the business to run the Phillies, a graduate of Yale, a bright young man. And I'm going to tell you this story because very few people know it. Those from the Miami Baseball Forum, of which I chair, have heard this story. But it happened. Now, let me give you the background. I'm a 30-year-old guy in the fall of 1969. Been married a year. The gal I married, Sandra Ann Hand, had two boys, 6 and 4, that I adopted within the year. So I'm married. I got two boys. I'm teaching U.S. history at Miami Coral Park High School, which I helped open in September of 1963. I'm in my sixth year there or so, teaching history, coaching the baseball team. And I get a call from the Philadelphia Phillies. And they want me, a high school baseball coach, to become the general manager of the Spartanburg Phillies of the Class A Western Carolinas League, Spartanburg, South Carolina. They want me to go from high school to be a GM in the Bush Leagues. And I figured that, look, if I go, this could open the door. Maybe I can get on the field. I can get in uni. I can advance through the organization, I can go from Spartanburg to their Peninsula Club, High A, and then I can go to Reading in the Eastern League, and then I can be to Oregon. What's the town? Eugene, the AAA club in the Coast
League. Emeralds.
Yes. What a guy, Tommy. And then to the bigs, the sky's the limit. So after negotiations and a terrible salary offer and compared to my teaching salary, and then they upped the offer. And they took me, they flew me to the Instructional League in Clearwater. And I got to see my kid, Eric Soderholm, play a game against this tall righty who had a great curveball, the best I've seen. I found out he was born in Holland. His name?
No idea.
Bert Blyleven.
Oh, also a Pirate on the 79 World Series team that beat Baltimore.
What a guy. I didn't know that.
Get to Covey. Remember that pitching crew? John Candelaria.
Right.
The Candyman.
Tommy, you're a guy. You're a baseball
That Pirates
guy.
Team was loaded. Dave Parker, Willie Stargell. Yogi Berra's son. Manny Sanguin behind the dish.
Right. Good ball club.
Yeah.
Anyway, I take the job and I leave Coral Park. I recommend Steve Hertz. Leave him a hell of a ball club. I mean, great club. And my first report is to the winter meetings at the Galt Ocean Mile Hotel in Fort Lauderdale as a member of the Philadelphia Phillies contingent. Now, let me explain to you what the winter meetings contain. It's 3 or 4 days. All the major league teams go. Okay? They have a banquet. Each team has a table, 30 tables. Picture this. The most bottles of booze on any table, whether it be the Yankees or Dodgers, is the Phillies. Maybe 8 or 10 bottles of scotch. And they're drinkers.
I mean, the good stuff, like Macallan, or was it some
Yes,
dude,
sir.
Cheap
it was
stuff.
Macallan's. It wasn't cheap shites.
Right.
You know, it was. And I wasn't a drinker. I'm 30 years old. You know, I might have sipped one. But here's John Quinn, the general manager, the veteran. Rulli Carpenter, who will be the president of the Spartanburg Phillies and the vice president of the big club. Paul Owens, the general manager of the Philadelphia club. Dallas Green, the assistant farm director. I'm sorry, Paul Owens, correction, was the farm director. Bill Gargano, the traveling secretary. Frank Lucchesi, the new manager. He's the guy that got slugged by Lenny Randle when he managed the Rangers. Dallas Green, just starting out like me as a assistant in their organization. And they're all sitting around, couple scouts, Dale Jones, who recommended me for the job, the Florida scout, another scout, the lefty, Lloyd Brown, who Ted Williams said was the toughest lefty he ever faced. And they're all sitting around and they're drinking and the banquet's going on, the speakers and the awards. And after, here's where the story gets unbelievable. We are all invited up to the hotel suite of John Quinn, the general manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, who's a baseball lifer. So we're sitting around, and there's another guy that I wasn't introduced to at the table, a reporter from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Bill Conlon, big-time reporter, beat writer for the club, followed the Phillies on the road and home and wrote. So they're sitting around, and all of a sudden, Paul Owens gets up. And he says, Conlon, you wrote so much trash on our club this past season. You were brutal. You just ripped us a new you-know-what. Stand up. So Conlon stands up, and Paul Owens belts him. Haymaker to the jaw, and down goes Conlon. And I'm sitting there aghast. What just happened? And everybody starts laughing. Well, Bill Conlon crawls his way back to his seat and sits down. Then Dale Jones, the scout, gets up and says, Conlon, I'm sick of you. You're a putrid writer. I cannot believe how you rip us. Stand up. Conlon stands up and pow, right in the kisser. Down goes Conlon. And this time he's out.
Knocked out.
Knocked out. So Rooley Carpenter and Bill Gargano, the traveling secretary, get up and they grab his feet and they pull him. They say, we're going to put him on the elevator, knocked out. We're going to push the button and he'll go down to the lobby.
Right.
So they're taking him through the lobby to the elevator, and all of a sudden, there's yelling and laughing and commotion. And Rooley Carpenter, the Yale grad, and Bill Gargano, who I roomed with, who snored like a B-29, come in laughing. They said, you know what happened? Conlon got up. He bit Rooley on the leg, and Rooley hit him with an uppercut, and he's out like a light. We put him on the elevator and push the lobby button. The evening ends. I go back to my room. I call my wife. I said, you'll never believe what I saw. The next morning, I get up to have breakfast in the coffee shop, and I look at the table, and there's Conlon with a black eye, a puffed up lip, and bandages, sitting with everybody that attacked him and the GM and Rooley. They're having breakfast and laughing. And I said to myself, this is going to be life in pro baseball for the Red Dog. Little did I know, I would do everything but sign and release players to ordering toilet paper and unplugging the sink in a ladies' room. And that's another thing to come up another day with the subject matter of a minor league general manager. But that really happened. That was my initiation to pro ball.
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy. The good old days.
The good old days. I think the Phillies finished last that year, close to it, you know. But it was shocking for me.
So before the show started, we were talking about Team USA.
Yes.
They play on the 30th. We're going to do a little preview next week about Team USA because the Marlins organization has a guy that's pretty dang good in Eddie Alvarez. It's also the flag bearer for the United States opening ceremony tomorrow. So,
and they open with Israel on the 30th.
Should be a beatdown.
And I think the 31st they play South Korea, which will be tough.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, they have another local kid, a pitcher named Nick Martinez. Big success story. Nick Martinez went to Belen. He was an infielder.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Fordham in New York on a baseball scholarly. And he does a little pitching, very little. But a Rangers scout sees him, and they draft him as a pitcher. Long story short, he makes the bigs. He pitches for the Rangers, starts a couple years, goes to Japan and pitches, does well. He's on the club. And, of course, they have a lot of really vet Triple A hardened veterans like Edward Jackson.
Yep.
You know, he's been around forever. I think they have that Cardinal kit that they got from the Padres.
Yep. And then you got Frazier. They got a couple guys that got
Frazier is their
years
leader.
under their belt.
Yeah, he's the straw that stirs the drink. Yeah. They've got an interesting club. And I think they'll scrap. But Japan, in my opinion, if they're anything like the World Games,
mm-hmm.
the Oriental teams are unbelievable.
So you think we're going to medal? Or?
Yes, I think we'll medal.
But maybe not win the whole thing.
We might not win it. Might win the silver. But I'll tell you what, I coach when we won the national championship, the World Series, and how much time we got?
Well, as much as you want.
Okay. Oh, that guy. You see why I'm partnered with this guy?
This is amazing. Why do I not want to hear the story?
A couple people told me, who's this jabroni Tommy you're with? And I said, listen.
I think it's more than a couple, actually.
And look, I can't stop wiggling my foot a little. My sister Marlene Berger, Marlene Berry Berger, former beauty queen and Dolphin cheerleader, the first one with Jackie Gleason's. You know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Trainer, dance trainer.
Right.
She tells me to stop wiggling my feet. Well, I'm a type A guy. Anyway, what was I saying?
You were saying that I was a jabroni before.
No, before the jabroni. I was talking about the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
When we won it and beat Texas hook 'em horns, we represented the U.S. in the World Games in Taiwan, Taipei, and Wing Chow or whatever the heck the other place is. And let me tell you, those Oriental teams, I mean, those Japanese and Taiwanese teams and Korean teams, those are the Little League World Series champions when
uh-huh.
you coach.
That's right.
In Williamsport.
That's right.
Those are the kids that grew up.
Yeah.
And they can play.
Yep. They can play.
And they didn't eat at the Western table buffet, like the Puerto Rican team. Everybody on the team gained 15 pounds. They ate themselves out of the tournament. But the Asian teams had the Eastern fare. You know, they're eating the sushi and the fish heads and, you know, the rice and
seaweed.
The octopus.
Seaweed.
Seaweed, yeah. I mean, they stayed thin. So, but they can play.
Yeah, yeah.
They can play. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we breezed through the tournament, the Americas one, and I thought.
You went up there.
I went up there to Port St. Lucie and saw him play Nicaragua, which wasn't much of a matchup. But I would think, I thought for sure that Venezuela, Cuba, Puerto Rico would give us something. But we ran through that like a bull in a china shop. So hopefully a little bit of that momentum.
So
and
what about the Dominicans? Were they there?
Yeah, yeah. And they got whooped also.
Wow. You think their representation was good?
Yeah, I think they had some great players. But they're still not letting – look, if they took the real pros like they do in hockey,
yeah,
or they do in basketball,
it'd be NC,
we would be done.
No contest.
Yeah,
yeah.
We wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah, but how about the Dominicans that are in AA and AAA? Why wouldn't the Dominicans take them?
We just were on fire. We, you know, hit a streak.
That's great.
Yeah. I hope it keeps rolling because there's nothing better than Team USA bringing back gold, especially when Eddie Alvarez is on there.
And you made the roadie. I'm proud of you.
That was a long trip. Yeah.
Lucy, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of fun.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Nice complex.
It's all the Mets, you know, it's the Mets park. It's all, I mean, I don't like the Mets, so it's tough for me to look at all that Mets stuff. But yeah, it's an all right ballpark. I like the ballpark better at Palm Beaches. The ones that the Nationals and the Astros share. That's a really nice park. I went up there for a couple spring training games and it's way better than the one we got in Jupiter. But
And I hear Dodger Town is now the site of showcases and travel team tournaments.
That's it. Not the same.
Too bad. I feel bad for the Mets with the Grom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And elbow.
Yeah.
But you know what? First day of spring training this year, he threw up to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
I say why on the first day.
Yeah.
Why are you letting it out?
pitching coach should have let him know. That's not
These guys are big boys.
Yeah.
You can't tell them anything.
Multiple Cy Youngs. Who are you going to tell? What are you going to tell that guy? Right?
True.
Tonight, we got the Padres. Snell, to be determined, who's pitching for the Marlins. Probably going to be a pen night, would be my guess.
What about the guy with the good stuff that's been up and
Zach
down?
Thompson?
No, he's in the rotation. Harrelson? No.
Hess?
No, you know who I mean. Back and forth from Jacksonville. Gosh, Don, I apologize. A pox on me and all my ancestors for not remembering the name of the guy. It's an American name. He's a gringo.
Braxton Garrett?
No, he's a right-hander. Garrett's a lefty.
Yep.
He's a righty. He's been back and forth. He's got good stuff. They use him as a starter. Anyway, I'll think
every once in a while.
4 in the morning.
When That's I'm usually up, when I have my best thoughts.
When I'm up for my 4th time. But I'm not a big sleeper. Since my baby left me 20 years ago, Tracy, I haven't slept that great. But yeah. I guess I don't need it.
That seems like almost sounded like a country song you just started right there.
Yeah, since I left my baby. You know, she left for money and security. She left love. She left excitement. She left a wacky existence for that.
Yeah.
Can you believe?
I wouldn't do it.
The only gal I really loved moved up to Davidson, North Carolina, hoops country. Anywho, no more of my love stories.
All right, Red, we're doing baseball team USA next week, and we're maybe going to get a guest in here and do something.
And I'm getting a son. Getting a dog. He was born July 7th, did I tell you?
You didn't.
I'm getting a whippet, a miniature greyhound. His name's Dooley, and I pick him up mid-September.
All right.
He was born in a litter of 8 in Ocala, 5 males, 3 females. I'm getting a male.
And what's the significance of the name Dooley?
Comes from the movie Misfits, the last movie that Clark Gable did with Marilyn Monroe.
All right.
He was Clark's dog, a real nice dog.
All right.
He was the only sane one in the movie.
We'll bring him into the studio and I put him on full display.
They run 35 miles an hour.
That's faster than us. That's way faster than us,
Tommy,
my friend.
It's a pleasure, man.
Always. Can't wait till the next show.
Okay.
All right. Let's flip the M boys tonight. Let's continue this winning streak. One game.
Yeah.
Not a streak. I'll take it, though.
Hey.
Going against Snell, we got a chance. All right,
Aegon.
Flip the M, boys. Go fish.
Preview.